Welcome to Photography in the World, conversations about photography and other random thoughts. I'm your host, Larry Smith. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Photography in the World. Today, let's talk about the monochrome life, or black and white photography. So, in 1826, almost 100 years ago, the first photograph was taken in France by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Niepce. The photograph was a black and white image taken of the view from his window. Niepce is credited with being the first photographer, first person to take a photo. Those photos were taken on what is called a heliographic plate, and there are only about 16 of those heliographic plates known to exist in the world anymore today. And some of those are in the Royal Photographic Society in England. So what is monochrome photography or black and white photography? It's a photography where the position in the image have different values of light. It's the light that matters, the light value that matters, but not the hue. They initially were, you could process them in a when you were processing film in what's called the gelatin silver process, or today we do it digitally, right? So black and white photography became super popular in the mid-19th century right after it was invented because everybody wanted to do this. And you've seen like the old West where the photographer had a big plate, right? So that's what those were. But upon the invention of the film camera, it really took off. People were snapping pictures all over the place of everything you could imagine. So black and white photography takes away the distraction of color. It lets you focus on things like the subject, the textures, the shapes, the patterns, and the composition of the photo. There are certain dark and contrasty tones that give black and white, you know, a mysterious and you know, rather moody feel. Color photography is like a book that tells you everything. Black and white photography is like poetry. Its strength isn't in what it says, but in what it leaves out. That is a quote by Heinrich Vandenberg. And it's very true. It is very true. There is a certain feeling and emotion that is portrayed in black and white photography that you just don't get a feel of. If you take the same photo in black and white and color, it's going to give you an entirely different feel. Imagine looking at, I don't know, the Lions playoff games and seeing photos from the game that were done in black and white. You might not like them. I don't know that I would, because in that particular instance, black and white probably doesn't work that well. However, if you were to go back and look at the photos you've taken, let's say on your cell phone, and go back over the years, and maybe there were some pictures that, you know, thought were good. Yeah, maybe they were so-so. And then edited them into black and white, you might find a completely different feel for that photo. I've done that. I have quite a few photos. And I've gone through, and some of them that maybe didn't inspire me in color most certainly did when they were in black and white. So there are some famous black and white photographers that have, their work has catapulted them into some fame in their careers. One of those would be Ansel Adams. Ansel Adams was known for his black and white compositions of nature. And they conveyed raw emotion and feeling. It was, if you see an Ansel Adams picture, you get drawn into it. They're absolutely amazing. Henri Cartier-Bresson a master street photographer. And he is known to have coined the phrase, the decisive moment. Great photos tend to have moments that catapult them into the world of fine art, he was quoted. That's very true. The decisive moment. That was a subject of a previous podcast, A Moment in Time, where the capturing of a specific moment in time, especially in street photography, when you get that photo that captures that certain scene, certain emotion, a certain look, you know you've got a good photo. It's pretty in doing street photography over the years myself, it's a pretty satisfying moment when you sit back and you go to, you know, edit your photos and you go, wow, that's what, look at that. Look at that expression, look at that scene, look, you know. Because the light, the way the light and the shadows play in a black and white photo is, it's just different. It conveys a whole different emotion. Robert Capa was a Hungarian-born documentary photographer and photographed the invasion of D-Day and remains to be single-handedly some of the best images of our time, even though it was a dark time. Death of a Loyalist Soldier was a photo that he took that probably one of his most famous soldiers, and it was somebody being shot. So those photos are important, like the Vietnam era photos that were shot. Photojournalism puts out a lot of black and white photos. I remember newspapers, you know, those things that you used to buy every Sunday or every day. They used to all be in black and white, and those photos meant everything. So the history of black and white photography far outlasts that of color today. Another famous photographer, although she became famous posthumously, was Vivian Maher. She was a nanny in Chicago from the 40s through the 60s. And over that time took something like 100,000 photos. And many of those photos were never developed while she was alive. It was a lucky collector who stumbled upon her storage and started to get those stories, those photos out into the public. And she's probably, like, she's credited with being a photographer, even though her photos were just photos of daily life. But photos of daily life in the 40s are different than photos of daily life today. Maybe 50 years from now, you go, wow, that's what you were doing. You were sitting in front of a little webcam and a microphone, and now it's, you know, it's all jets and stuff. Who knows? I don't know. But there's a certain feeling that those photos convey, and it's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So I challenge you to, next time you go out and take photos, to take some black and white photos. Or take the same photo and then, you know, there's filters in on your iPhone. Switch them over to black and white. See if it changes the feeling, changes the emotion of that particular photograph. Even if it's just a photo of your dog chewing on a bone, right? Take a photo with friends. I mean, you've all seen wedding photographers. Wedding photographers take black and white photos because they convey a certain emotion. I've shot one wedding in my lifetime. One wedding. And I vow never do another wedding again. Nothing personal, but it's wedding photography is a lot of work, a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of work. And, but that being said, I've shot a wedding and some of my photos were done in black and white. And the comparable color photo that went with those black and whites didn't convey the same message. It didn't convey the same emotion. There's something to a black and white photo that gives it maybe a little bit of historical look to it, a little older look that people like. It's kind of like when you go to, say, a carnival or a state fair or something like that, and then they have the caricatures where they, not the caricatures, but where they where they dress you up in, you know, like old West garb, and you've got the frilly dress on, and the guy has the six shooter, and they take that photo, and you get this, you know, you get the black and white photo. It looks like you're back in the old West. It's kind of like that, right? But you can do that. You don't need to pay somebody, you know, $30 for that photo. I mean, outside of the costume, but you know, you could take black and white photos yourself. Not that hard. So give it a try sometime. Go out, take some photos, switch them over to black and white. I'm a lover of black and white photography. I started with black and white. I've said this time and time again. But there's just you can't beat the feeling. And you know the best thing is that black and white photography is much simpler in the fact that if you take a color photo, most people want to see some image that's sharp and shows every detail. Black and white photography is a little bit different. And either way, you don't need expensive equipment to do black and white photos. You don't need that, right? You don't need black and white photos to take color pictures, really. You don't need black and white to take color. No, you don't need expensive camera equipment to take color photos either. I don't know why I said it that way. But anyway, the point being is, and I'm going to blow it because I won't come to my head, but I can't credit the photographer because I don't know who it was that said it. But somebody once said that the best camera is the one that you have with you. And that is very true. Whether it's an expensive Nikon or Canon camera, or just your phone, or a cheap pocket camera, it doesn't matter. Take the picture. If there's something to see, take the picture. All good. But try black and white. Try taking that photo and seeing what it looked like. Because it's an interesting thing that might get you to think a little bit differently about photos you take. And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to give you different aspects in the world of photography and how they relate to, like, the everyday person. Because we all go out, we all snap hundreds of pictures. And they all mean something. Every one of them, you took it because it means something, maybe with the exception of the one that you took of the floor, or your thumb, or your foot. I have plenty of those, too. I have plenty of those. So tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day here in St. Petersburg, Florida. Yes, around the world, or not around the world, but around the U.S. And for those of you who celebrate or don't celebrate that's all good. But the marching band that I work with will be performing in the parade tomorrow. And I'm hoping to get some good photographs out of that. I know I will get, you know, many photographs of the band. But I also hope on the, you know, as part of that, to get capture some of the moments of the Martin Luther King parade, because it is a parade that draws a certain emotion from people for good reason. And I hope to capture that and be able to get some good black and white photos out of that and publish them on my website. So more to come on that. We'll see how that goes. But again, as always, I encourage you to go out, find the moment, and take the pictures, and just have fun with it. Capture those moments. Capture those moments. So until next time, speak again. Bye now.